From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. This week, NBA center Jason Collins became the first openly gay professional basketball player. In fact, Collins is the first openly gay male athlete who's still active in a major American team sport. For decades, sports players have come out after or when announcing their retirement, but Collins raised his hand while still in the game. Sports is far from the only culture where it's still a struggle to be open about your sexuality, and sports isn't the last remaining subculture where coming out is beyond taboo. There are many careers where coming out for those in the closet does not feel like an option. So I'm asking today, as you heard the story of Jason Collins, maybe it resonated to you because when you came out of the closet about your sexuality, maybe there were also difficult circumstances. How did it work? What happened? Do you regret your choice? Today on The Conversation, we want to hear stories about coming out when staying in may have felt like the easier way. I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's toll-free 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Here's what we heard from one of you earlier today.
Coming out was probably one of the most liberating things that I've ever done, and especially being a young person, it was really empowering to have that much control over my identity and being able to embrace that. So hopefully more kids out there, young adults or older adults, embrace that too.
Did you come out of the closet about your sexuality under difficult circumstances? How did it work out? What happened? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Coming out can occur in stages in different places, some easier, some harder. Coming out to your friends, to people at work, to your family, maybe even to your church. How did those different circumstances play out for you? Did it feel as though it was going to be very difficult, but maybe it didn't turn out to be difficult at all? Did it feel as though it was going to go very smoothly, but turned out more difficult than you expected? Give me a call. It's 800-289-5869. Share the story of coming out when staying in might have felt easier. Write to me, conversation@kuow.org. Greta Kammermeier was a colonel and chief nurse with the Washington State National Guard. In 1989, during an interview for top secret clearance, she told the military she was a lesbian. That resulted in her discharge despite her exemplary record. In 1992, her lawyers sued, challenging her dismissal and the ban on homosexuals in the military. She was reinstated in 1994. She retired 3 years later with full military privileges. Since then, Greta Kammermeier ran for Congress. She's written a book about her experiences, and she has seen herself portrayed by Glenn Close in a TV movie adapted from her book. Greta Kammermeier, thanks so much for joining us again. We appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So you and NBA center Jason Collins both came out about your sexual identity under some kind of different circumstances. You must have some inkling of where what he's feeling today.
I think anybody who comes out has to deal with is their own internalized homophobia on the one hand. What are people going to say? How are they going to receive the news? Are you going to be rejected by society? And, you know, in 1992, when my case was in the public eye, the conversations about gays in not only the military but in society was still not talked about. But I certainly was expecting that my kids would reject me, my friends would, that I would, in addition to losing my military career, that I might lose my civilian job also. And so for Jason now to make a stand and live his own truth is quite remarkable, because in the homophobic world of professional sports, there is sort of the belief that you can't be gay and be macho and be in sports and excel. And what and that's because of our internalized expectation and the internalized homophobia that people have, who think that somehow there's nobody gay around them.
That's so interesting that it's not only what you might face in coming out from others, but the fact that you're also dealing with your one's own mixed feelings. They can be mixed at making such a dramatic announcement. Well, when you walked into that interview for clearance, you must have had an inkling that they would ask you the question about your sexuality.
I did on, I think, a subconscious level. What am I going to say? How am I going to respond? But when the time came for the question, you know, and I don't recall the precise wording of it, but, you know, for me it was a top-secret clearance. It was a matter of honesty. It was something that I had very late in life come to understand about myself, and realizing that I did not want to be, you know, to put myself in a situation of not being truthful. And so I said the four words, and, you know, my life changed forever. And I would never be sorry for being truthful. Mm-hmm. But the journey was not easy.
Well, I was going to say, Greta Kammermeier, after the words left your mouth, was there a moment where part of you said, oh, my God, I just said that?
Yeah, it was, you know, oh, my God, it's all over. And it really was. 6 months later, I was told that the military was going to discharge me, and I decided to challenge that discharge. Ultimately, they did, but we went into federal court, and my discharge was ruled unconstitutional. And the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law was implemented during that time. So I have spent the past 20 years lobbying and lecturing on the need to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And, you know, what that gives in terms of the opportunity for social change is people hear your story. And all of a sudden, you're not a sex object, but you're a human being. And I think that's why it's so important, the work that Jason has done in terms of saying, you know, I am just who I am, but I'm not going to live a lie. I'm not going to live closeted. And since nobody had the guts to come out before me, I'm going to do it now. And his life will change, but it will be so exciting for him. And it will change sports forever.
Greta Kammermeier, one could focus on the adversity that you faced from coming out and your struggle to get reinstated and your longtime, eventually successful struggle to change military policy about gays and lesbians. But aside from the struggle, was there some benefit? Was there some relief? Was there some great upside to it, even back in those days when you were still struggling with the consequences of coming out?
Well, I think the upside is that you are living your truth. It's like my children had figured it out before I had. And, you know, so that when the time came that they saw me and my relationship with Diane continue to blossom and grow, that for them it was the most natural progression of us going from having to be closeted and losing my career and all of the negative comments and things that had happened to us with the house being graffitied and a pipe bomb in the mailbox and that sort of thing, to one where, you know, what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, aren't you married already? And, you know, so for them to have it all in the state of Washington sort of become to fruition, that we are equal in the eyes of the law here in Washington, is quite phenomenal. And now we're just moving towards that same equality throughout the country. And, you know, little baby steps all added together will make the Supreme Court's decision.
Yeah.
Go in the right direction.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up later in the program, where same-sex marriage is going in other states and also at the national level. Last time I talked to you, you were about to have a big party at your house, and there were going to be a number of same-sex couples who were going to get married. How did it go?
It was couldn't have been planned better, even though we did it in less than 6 weeks. We had a marvelous reception where each of the couples brought their visitors as well as their witnesses, and we had a joint reception, and then the mayor of Coopville conducted each of our ceremonies separately, and we really captured the moment where we felt like every other married couple, and it was very very heartfelt and humbling and gratifying, and I mean, I can't find the right words to say how important being allowed to legally marry in this state and what it meant to us on a personal level.
Finally, I can't let you go, Greta Kammermeier, without asking you about Glenn Close portraying you in the TV film. She's got a reputation for thoroughly inhabiting the roles that she plays. Did she get you right?
Well, not only did she get me right, she became a colonel in less than a week, and it took me 25 years to get there.
Greta Kammermeier, thank you so much for talking to us today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Greta Kammermeier's story, she came out as a lesbian while serving in the military back in the late 1980s, fought to be reinstated and made it her mission to try to change the military policy on this and, of course, eventually succeeded. So we're talking today about people who came out under difficult situations, kind of keyed in by the announcement from NBA center Jason Collins this week, who became the first openly gay basketball player. Perhaps you coming out, you weren't facing those kind of institutional difficulties. Perhaps the difficulty in your coming out had to do with your family or had to do with people that you knew or had a whole different twist to it. Tell us about coming out, particularly if you had some difficulty with it, if it was a challenging thing for you to do. 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's toll-free, 800-289-5869. Or if you'd like to, you can write to us. It's conversation at KUOW.org. Let's go to Lori. And Lori is listening to us up in Bellingham. And Lori, was it challenging for you to come out about your sexuality?
Yeah and no. I was 14, 15 at the time, and I guess I was just too young and naive to realize what the consequences were, even though it was at the height of the Anita Bryant orange juice time.
Of course, the actress who is a spokesperson for orange juice and came out in favor of strong anti-gay rights bills at the time. So that was the context for you back in when you were 15 in Florida to come out. It didn't occur to you that that might be difficult?
I don't think it occurred to me before I did it. I think it was just something, it was who I was, and I just kind of had to do it. I had to, you know, say, well, this is who I am, and that's not okay, and that's not right. And my family didn't take to it very well. We're a pretty strong family. We were Jewish, and we were very connected to the community, and my parents and sisters didn't take it very well. So it was difficult for many years. But now, you know, I've been in a relationship with my partner for 23 years, coming up on May 22nd, and our kids are my parents' grandkids and my sisters' nieces and nephews, and, you know, they've been completely accepted as part of our family. So
that's so good to hear. How long did it take, Lori? How long did it take before that initial shock wore off and you were accepted?
Probably, you know, 5-6 years, you know. It was a year before my family really would deal with me, and then it just got kind of better and better from there. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, they're definitely strong proponents of gay marriage, and they, you know, speak out, my father more than my mother, which is funny because he was the one that was so violently, you know, opposed to the whole idea when it first happened.
Wow. So he did a complete 180 on it, and now is a real strong supporter of you and the right to marry.
Yes.
Hey, Lori.
I wish we would.
Lori, thanks a lot for calling, and I really appreciate you sharing that story with us. Lori, 15 years old in Florida back in 1978, the kind of height of anti-gay feeling stirred up by Anita Bryant in that state. We're talking about coming out under difficult circumstances, which certainly NBA center Jason Collins did that, and Greta Kammermeier did that, and Lori, who just told us about Florida, did that. Let's go to KB listening to us today on Vashon Island, and we're 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. And I don't want to say make you think that I think it's easy for anyone to come out. I'm sure there's a difficulty there for a lot of people, probably for most people, but we're talking about particularly difficult circumstances that you may have encountered. How about you, KB?
Well, it was difficult for me because I came out in around the same time that your previous caller did, in 1978. Mm-hmm. But I came out in my hometown in a full-page article in the San Jose Mercury News. I was speaking out against the Briggs Initiative, which was trying to make it so that gay people couldn't teach in public schools. And none of the papers could find anyone who would speak, no teacher that would speak. But because I taught in the a private school and I was supported by the staff and the parents and the kids, I could do it without the threat of losing my job. However, coming out like that in my hometown and in the middle of Anita Bryant and Phyllis Schlafly and those kinds of people who are flaming the fans of hatred and bigotry against gay people, it was scary. And my parents were concerned that I was making myself a scapegoat and that, you know, that something might happen to me.
Did it?
No. As a matter of fact, I mean, the school got a couple of letters, you know, telling them, you know, why would you have this woman teaching the children, et cetera, et cetera. But I got only really great letters from people, including one from my babysitter from when I was a little kid, and who said, you know, your bravery in coming out like this makes me feel brave enough to go back to my Bible study group and explain why they should vote against this law.
Wow. So it sounds like people at work knew, KB, and your family knew. So, but were there many people who you maybe had more casual acquaintances with who didn't know, who would have read this paper and gone, oh my goodness, KB is gay?
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up from 5 years old, and I was probably 28 by the time this came out in such a public way. So many, 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 many people, casual and otherwise, found out at the same time. But I felt really good about myself, and I really believed that it was a real consciousness-raising kind of thing to do. And I believe that that's what it did. And the Briggs Initiative went down.
KB, thanks so much for telling us that story. I really appreciate it. KB calling us from Vashon Island. Thanks for sharing your stories about coming out under difficult circumstances. If you didn't get a chance to share yours, you can do so at our Facebook page, KOW's The Conversation.